All right, good evening, people. I'm so sorry that we couldn't post the video of the pop-off, like the old process. I'm so sorry about that. You know, something unexpected happened and the video was lost. But notwithstanding, I'm just going to share the recipe here. And also the procedure, it's very, very simple. And as you all know, pop-off is a snack that a lot of people want to eat, especially when it's hot. You know, you go for parties, you see people eating pop-off. On the roadside, you see people selling pop-off and you're like, wow, you know, the smell, the aroma is so nice and all. So you are like, ah, I need something like that. Anyway, I know during this lockdown period is really, really challenging. You are just at home and you can't be cooking three times in a day. I know how stressful that can be. And especially when you have kids at home, you want to make snacks for them and all. So we are just going to give you a simple recipe that you can work with in your house. So here I have flour, 500 grams, sugar, 150 grams, yeast 2 tablespoons, milk, your powdered milk about 2 tablespoons, then we have nutmeg is about 1/4 of a teaspoon. Now this then we have our warm water, but ensure that you sieve your flour before you use it, because it's very, very important. Not just because of the dirt, maybe there's dirt or particles in it, but it also helps to incorporate air into your flour, so it makes you to have a better result. Now I'm just going to tell us what to do, and then maybe probably later on we'll be able to share a video of the process of how you make your pop-off. So number one, what you just need to do is add all your dry ingredients together and mix well. Then if you want to add a pinch of salt, you can add a pinch of salt to it, just a little bit, just to have a different taste. So after doing that, you had your warm water. Now when you're adding your warm water, you add it bit by bit. You don't just pour the warm water into it, no. You add it bit by bit. So what you just need to do is that as you add it, make sure that the thickness is not as if you want to fry bones or you want to make chin chin. No, it has to be more watery than that. But ensure that your mixture is not watery, is not so watery. No, you just need it to be thick. You need it to be thick, but not as thick as when you're making donut or when you're making your regular buns or chin chin. So after doing that, you cover and wait for like about 45 minutes, and after your 45 minutes then you can fry. You see that the size has doubled and then you can fry. So if your mixture is watery, it's possible that your pop-off begin to soak oil, or if your mixture is over risen too, it can begin to soak oil. So you just have to keep to the time of between 45 minutes and 1 hour. So, and then you fry it and you have a very amazing pop-off. So I hope you'll be able to try this recipe out, and I hope that I'll be able to post a video next time to just show the process. Thank you.